Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Okay, let's talk about this. This is another positive thing we're going to talk about this morning, because conservation architect Dr. Anna Nolan, she has an idea that could go somewhat to alleviating the housing disaster that is Ireland at the moment. It's called Co-Housing Cooperative Ireland. So a bit of a mouthful, but the idea is far more easier to grasp than it might sound. Co-Housing Cooperative Ireland. And Dr. Anna Nolan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. This is a non-profit co-housing cooperative. What is it for?
Yes.
How is it going to work, Anna?
Okay, well, the idea really comes from my own life. I suppose I've had experiences of my husband died when he was young. He was in his 30s.
Yeah.
And just barriers to living your best life, like things like not having proper large showers and having steps and stairs in your house are just really very difficult to deal with. And I had trained then after that, I trained as an access auditor. And both my parents then went on to live to be 94
wow.
in Mallow, in County Cork. And I just had a lot of time trying to persuade them to put in a downstairs bathroom and put in downstairs bedrooms, which eventually they did. And I don't think they ever went upstairs again for the last
really?
Like 7 years
yeah.
of their lives.
Because we don't plan to live into our 90s, and we should at this stage.
Exactly. And I mean, if you look at the housing stock in Ireland, like so many houses are underutilized. You know, people are living in houses that are way, way too big for them. And as they get older, that percentage just really increases. You know, something like 88% of people who are over 65 are living in houses that are too big for them. But, and I mean, I'm in the over 65 category, and I want to move out of my house. To me, it's a very logical and practical solution to move out of my house and move into something that's more suitable for me.
Okay.
You know, I'm very active. I want to live a very long and active and, you know, positive life. But there's just nothing out there for me.
There's nowhere to move to. And what's your housing situation like right now? What's your place?
So I'm living in a house, like a four-bedroomed house that's very difficult to heat. And, you know, it's just way too big for me. But there should be a family living in this house. It shouldn't be, you know. And I mean, I just think that, you know, to free up houses into the market and combat loneliness for people. When you look at other countries, like if you look at Northern Europe and America, this co-housing idea is very popular,
mm-hmm.
Where a group of people get together, they decide they're going to make a community, they acquire land and build either houses or apartments, and then they're add-ons. So it's designed from the start to create community, and then you have like shared accommodation. You might sit down and eat together maybe once, whatever the community decides, and then you have rooms for people who are visiting, so you can book rooms for people who are visiting, and then you decide to share whatever it is you want, whether it's, I don't know, like saunas, gyms, motorbikes, cars, you know, whatever.
Yeah, the interests you'll have for that later
exactly.
stage. And come here, Anna, you own your own house, is it? And then there's a communal building where all those kind of shared things, so that's the community
aspect. Exactly. I mean, as a solution, you're still a homeowner, but you share facilities as well. Obviously, it's going to be a bit more expensive than something like that's developer-led. I mean, when developers do apartment buildings, they're not really concerned with people seeing each other or meeting up or having shared facilities, other than something very basic.
Mm-hmm.
But this would be designed so that those are really maximised, and, you know, you really get a sense of community out of that. We went over, actually, to the UK. There's a very good project in Colchester, which is called Cannock Mills, and we went over, and some people from the housing agency and from the Department of Housing came with us as well on a fact-finding mission.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting talking to them, because they'd all moved out of London to Colchester, which is like an hour on the train. But, I mean, they also, not only were they making a community with themselves, but they were also, because they're all like very active and very involved, like they were all volunteering in the community. They were, you know, joining choirs and going to events. And they, like, you know, people have, when they're retired especially, they have time and they have energy. And quite often, you know, they're very, they have a very positive impact on, mm-hmm. on communities. And, you know, in Ireland, I suppose, you know, we really need to think differently about, I mean, obviously the housing crisis is very complex and it's going to take a whole range of different ideas.
Do you have a site? Is there an actual location to make this a reality?
We are looking at a site in Dublin 6 at the moment. So we're mm-hmm. Today is our launch, and we're looking for people to come and join us. We're interested in living in this way, and we're looking for I mean, like towns, every town in Ireland should have one of these projects.
Absolutely. So you're looking
because
to,
as I said, as people are...
You'd have 20 A-rated homes, basically, in this self-contained development. And as opposed to being in your house, which probably has a poor energy rating, maybe if it's older. And you don't want to spend the money doing it before bed. Yeah, for yourself. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean,
who exactly are you looking...
how you want to...
Yeah, sorry. I'm just conscious of time here. But if people are interested in finding out more, or what, who are you looking for, really? Is it people looking
people
to buy one of these houses?
And also have a commitment to living in this kind of community way and in you know, sharing facilities. So we're cohousingireland.ie. So if you're interested, that's the website. You can go on and you can contact us through that website. But we're also looking for, you know, people who have land. I mean, ideally, the government need to recognise the over 55 as a distinct housing category, which they don't at the moment. Mm-hmm. But it's an increasing number. Like these people over 55 are increasing all the time. We're becoming an older population. So it's one piece of the jigsaw of how we might solve the housing crisis.
And it's co-housing as opposed to, not to be confused with co-living, which of course is banned now. That was the hotel style.
Yeah, the co-living was for younger, like for the much younger group
thing,
of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's a lovely idea.
You'd still have home ownership in this with this idea.
And as I say, cure for loneliness. Yes, cure for loneliness.
Yes, I mean, such an important thing as you get older. Like we've seen it, like right across the country. Like people, as they become isolated, it has such a huge impact on people's health. And then you hear people saying, "Oh, you know, the neighbours looked out for me." You know, like having a sense of community is just so important for positive ageing.
And I mean, it's been in Denmark since the 60s, so we haven't embraced it. It's time with the population getting older.
No.
Listen, good luck.
No, we haven't. It's not
good
a
luck
new
with
thing.
How much would one of these houses cost?
Well, I can't give you an answer to that, you know, until we're a bit further down the line. But
right,
it certainly will be less than what your house is worth.
I see.
You have money in your hand to do whatever you want.
For the moment, says you. Cohousingireland.ie. Thank you so much,
yes.
Dr. Anna Nolan.
Thanks,
good luck. Love the chat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.